Well, one more in our series of just keeping an eye on the world at large, making sure we've got a heart for beyond just where we are, and what we're used to, cultures that we're familiar with. So just a reminder to us today about the Philippines, the work in the vast, vast city of Manila that our friends at Cubao Reformed Baptist Church are part of, Pastor Brian Ellis, who back in 1978 began basically that church in his living room where he was then living, and from which has grown now the church. There's 145 members of it and plenty of other people who attend it. So as well as having your regular preaching services there, Filipino and in English and all manner of people that come, it has over the years spawned a whole range of different activities and different works that are all attached to the church there. The vision for what they could do, and to have the gospel preached, to have good doctrine proclaimed, something which really in the Philippines at that time was quite rare, still is really, where you've got Roman Catholicism there, most idolatrous kind, people believing all sorts of strange things. Huge influence of all the health and wealth kind of churches and the wild things that they bring with them. And so there is an oasis of biblical sanity right there in the vast city of Manila. And over the years, as I say, it has grown and it has grown. Presently rebuilding their area where they have worship to accommodate more people that are coming, and other expansions they've had to do over the years to accommodate the people. And then back in 1995, they started Christian Compassion Ministries. We're going to take up an offering over the Christmas period for them, as we usually would do. Children's homes they've got, girls' homes that first they were putting their efforts into. Girls rescued from very, very unpromising situations, abusive families, the worst of things. And now they get properly looked after, they get an education, they get Bible teaching, pastoral care, and okay, there are disappointments along the way, and some return out there, others don't, others have been converted, others now are members of the church there in Cubao. Then a boys' home, which more recently has been opened, so lads looked after as well, and taught the Bible, and shown real Christian love and real Christian care. And then beyond that, around the same time as CCM was starting, there was a vision for helping people, families struggling in poverty with their education, to help some of the children in the family get an education, to pay for school uniforms and equipment, which for those who got nothing, that's cripplingly expensive. And so, well, we have over the years, the previous church I pastored, we sponsored some children, and we still do to this day. Timothy John, who used to be around Cubao, now he's in a place called Lubao, so get your head around that one. But anyway, he's growing up and looking on to his career in the future. And we've been able to provide for him, his family there, his mother and father, their work in the church. So that happened and is happening to this day. We've got about 300 children on their books at the moment that they're caring for in that fashion. And then every Thursday, I think it is, 70 people or so gather for their drop-in center, street people. Living out there, well, can you barely imagine what their circumstances are? They get some food and have a shower and get some Bible teaching. Out of that, they've seen God's work. They take these people away. Any time ever in the year, they go away and they take them to a kind of a bit of a holiday, but with plenty of Bible teaching. And so that's all happening there. And then there's the academy where they have pastors training classes and invite people to come and get good sound doctrine and then go back to their churches and perhaps bring changes there that are needed. So that's all happening there as well. And I could go on and on telling you the things that cause from that beginning back in 1978, how it's grown and grown and how its influence really in that part of Manila is quite considerable. Social workers there, and different staff helping in the homes, people to go out visiting and do Bible teaching amongst the children on the educational assistance program. So have a thought for that place. Have a thought for that place. That city, Huge, huge city, Metro Manila. Wow, it's vast, millions of people. I'm sure they probably haven't got a proper idea how many people live there. There's so many people just living in slums, living out on the streets, unaccounted for. Who knows where they are, and he knows every single one of them, and he knows the number of hairs on their heads. So pray for that work. There's plenty going on in our own nation. There surely is. Plenty of things to be occupying our thoughts and where we are and what we're trying to accomplish here. But also remember these places. We've got a little prayer diary, haven't we, there? And the names of people crop up in that. So keep your mind reaching outwards. Suffering church, people that are persecuted, some of the causes that we are supporting here and remembering them, praying for them, thinking about the people that are there, oh, the lives that they have, just beyond it. I mean, having been to India, I can say I've seen a bit of it. And I know Mr. Chris Clark's been out there, and Naomi, of course, whom we know, and Reddy lived out there. Reddy's a native of the Philippines, and Naomi, of course, lived out there a fair few years too. And they can tell you as well what it's like visiting those slums, seeing people with such diminished opportunities and life expectancy and life chances. So we have a lot to be thankful for, and we should always be thinking outwards, taking in as much as we can of the world, trying to understand what's going on, and praying intelligently for it as we have opportunity. So, a few thoughts there. Let's sing our next hymn, 164, Brightest and Best, the Sons of the Morning.